Oh, loneliness could be such a bitch.
David, why do you have to curse like that?
I'm sorry, but it hurts sometimes, doesn't it? I've experienced a fair amount of loneliness. I lived on an island for 7 years, often alone, feeling isolated. And I know this one well. And I want to break loneliness down into just two different kinds for simplicity for today. But before I do, I actually created a free course on loneliness. It's free right now. Eventually, we might put it into an app, in a membership. But right now, it's free. So go get it. The link is below. I believe it's four meditations on loneliness. Very doable. So if you're working on this energy, get in there and sit and start to heal. So I want to go into the two kinds of loneliness. And the first one is the very common one we experience, a human loneliness. So when we're not in an intimate relationship or we miss our families, we're not around people enough. During COVID, this is like become an incredible epidemic, literally a virus that has made us all isolated. And so isolation leads to loneliness, and loneliness can lead to despair and to depression, right? A lot of really negative energies. And I think I read somewhere that loneliness kills twice as fast as smoking. We are human beings. We're wired to be part of tribes, groups, families, relationships. And when you take that away, well, it's really tough on the human heart. So we want to really look at this loneliness energy. And one of the first things I always tell my students is that there are no wells that are infinitely deep. Every well has a bottom. So if you feel like this emotion of loneliness that just never seems to go away, that you can never get through it, that's just the feeling. It's not true. You can get through it. There's no energy that's infinite when it comes to personal development and growth. Every pocket of pain has a beginning and an end. There's always a light at the end of the tunnel. So make sure you're not just spinning in it, but that you're actually moving through the tunnel. And one of the ways that we do that is we have to look at every single layer, every layer of the loneliness as we sit. One layer might be like, no one will ever love me. Another layer might be like, I'm destined to be alone. Just beliefs, almost like popping out. Another layer might be, I'm just, invalidated. Just there's a layer of invalidation. I'm hurt. Nobody wants to be around someone who's hurt. Right? So please remember this, that there are no wells that are infinitely deep. You can and you will get through this if you want to. So the first type of loneliness is the humankind that we experience so much of. And then the second type of loneliness, which actually can be confused with the first type, you might not even realize there are two types, is existential loneliness. So it's like, even if I'm around a lot of people, I feel like this deep aloneness. Like I'm going to, these people are around now, but when I die, I'll be dying alone. Where I go next, am I going to be around anyone? There's like this, I'm alone, floating in an ocean of existence. Does anyone see me or care about me? Am I really connected to everything else? And this is an important thing to become aware of. It's actually loneliness is the doorway to oneness. All right. So loneliness is not here to punish you. It is here to help you grow into who you are. And on a spiritual level, when you really look closely at this like existential dread of loneliness, and you could get through it and walk through this door, it's almost like an initiation. And you realize not only am I not alone, I'm not even just a one unit. I'm more of like a wave on an ocean. I'm taking a form, but I'm a form of the whole. And that's a very deep level of awakening and awareness that you can come to. But you have to allow yourself to sit through some of the pain of it and look very closely at that existential kind of loneliness dread. Yuck, David. This does not sound dreamy. Listen, it is what it is. I didn't make it up. It's just what we experience, and there is a way through, okay? So don't sit in despair. If you're experiencing this, life is calling you. If you're experiencing loneliness, then life is calling you perhaps into understanding yourself and into finding and manifesting deep relationships that matter, that have quality, that have love, you know, that really, really touch your heart and on the spiritual level to help you find and realize that you're not one individual, you're one. Everything is connected. And as paradoxical and contradictory as that seems, you're like, you want me to find oneness, David, through my aloneness? Yeah. Yeah. I'll at least give it a shot. You don't have to believe me. See what happens. In meditation, we sit still and we always find what is true for ourselves and we just see what happens. So remember that you are not alone and that this is just an energy that you're working through. We all as human beings experience it. And there's no well that is infinitely deep. You got this. I love you and I wish you the best. And I will see you next time. Be well. Oh yes, free loneliness series that I recorded for you. The link is somewhere. Take care.